This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody, was buried next to his mother Tuesday in his home state of Texas. Floyd's death in the state of Minnesota sent off global protests against police brutality and racism. Floyd died on May 25th after Minneapolis police arrested him on suspicion of spending a counterfeit $20 bill in a food store. White police officer who knelt on, had his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, even after Floyd said he couldn't breathe, is now charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. There are also calls across the U.S. for cities to defund and reform police departments. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's highest-profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as, in his words, his worst nightmare. The New York Times said he made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said in a period of 4 months, the coronavirus has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. COVID-19 has so far sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408 others. The U.S. has the highest number of infections at 1.9 million, and more than 111,000 people have died here in the U.S. from COVID-19. For more news, we invite you to join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan police say at least 13 people are dead after an apartment building collapsed early this week in Karachi. Building collapses are common in Pakistan. In March, also in Karachi, a multi-story building collapsed there, killing 11 people. Hong Kong police say 53 people were arrested when thousands of protesters ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement Tuesday night. Early in the day, hundreds also staged protests in 7 shopping malls across the Asian financial hub at lunchtime. The throng of demonstrators chanted pro-democracy slogans and displayed banners saying Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times. Intending to stamp out protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. Asked by reporters about the year-old protest movement, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said everyone needs to, in her words, learn a lesson from the challenges, and people should understand that Hong Kong cannot cope with chaos. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack 2 months before he was scheduled to leave office. Died Monday at a hospital. Burundi's constitution says the president of the National Assembly replaces a president who dies, but there was no immediate word late Tuesday on when the assembly leader might take office. Nkurunziza's hand-picked successor won last month's presidential election. In a statement Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Nkurunziza ruled Burundi through fear and crushed dissent. And police in Pakistan say at least 13 people. Well, Mexico, Caribbean coast resorts of Cancun and the Riviera Maya welcomed their first tourists back earlier this week. After more than 2 months of being shut down, the few dozen tourists who showed up Monday at 41 hotels are partly reopened, a mere symbolic trickle compared to the 23 million that crowd the coast yearly, bringing with them $15 billion to the local economy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By a remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.